So taking some time to establish our postures, sitting, standing, possibly lying down, as long as you feel nicely wakeful on this summer-ish afternoon. So taking good care of body, feeling into the ground. Allowing, if you will, some nice full breaths. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is, and feeling into it in your chosen spot. As you remember your intentions for being here and our general intentions to open up with some kindness and curiosity towards whatever should arise. And letting this summer day be a backdrop, allowing ourselves to invoke the image of a nice, calm, still lake in the summertime. Perhaps it's our Lake Ontario, perhaps it's a northern lake that you know. But let it be a calm lake. Feel into it, visualize if you can. A nice, still, calm surface that reflects everything. The sky above, the birds overhead, the trees. And in your imagination, make a choice about how you'll regard this lake. Are you sitting quietly by the lake, taking in the stillness and the freshness, the warmth and the beauty? The calmness. Or are you perhaps even lying on the lake? Or even are you becoming the lake? And this can work well with lying down. Whatever feels skillful for you as a way to invoke the lake image or sensing into that will help you abide here. To abide here with the qualities of the summer lake. Calm, still, reflecting. And receiving everything. So a breeze may come and ripple the waters momentarily. The lake receives that. We receive that. Feel the ripple. And let it move through. Or if something very powerful happens, we drop beneath the surface of the disturbance. And just like the lake, a few feet under is softly undulating, we connect with our own calm through body sitting and breathing. It's there. We just detect it. And so practicing with the lake image, sensing into as a guide. Things happen that may disturb the calm of the lake. It's natural. We invoke again that sense. Perhaps this little poem helps. I went out to hear the sound of quiet, the sky indigo, steeping deeper from the top like tea. In the absence of anything else, my own breathing became obscene, I heard the beating of bat's wings before the air troubled above my head, turned to look and saw them gone. On the surface of the black lake, a swan and the moon stayed perfectly still. I knew this was a perfect moment, which would only hurt me to remember and never live again. My God, how lucky to have lived a life I would die for. And so to live this moment, these moments, letting the image of the lake help us. Regardless of the disturbances. invoking the lake whenever we need it, grounding, and feeling the breath like a soft summer breeze across the lake. And as we begin to finish off this practice of the summer lake, let's just let Yeats take us out of the practice with his beautiful poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree. And as you listen to the poem, not just the words and the contents, but the whole sound of the poem. Let the sounds reach you. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. I hear it in the deep heart's core. core. So may our practice, and hopefully the imagery from this practice, resonate as we go about our ways. Resonate in the deep heart's core.